Linda, I'm going to stand with you. I have to say, I love the lectionary readings for this Sunday as well. And we're singing Here I Am next week for ordination, so be prepared. Some genius chose to pair the two readings we heard today from 1 Samuel and from John 1 today. You know, sometimes the lectionary, that's the four readings for a Sunday, Old Testament, New Testament, Gospel, and Psalm, have nothing to do with one another. And sometimes they just really resonate. And this just happens to be one of them. So are you listening? Now, did you catch the bits of humor in the reading from Samuel? The Lord came and stood there, calling as other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel, just like the rest of us, just like kids and husbands and cats, what do they all have in common, kids and husbands and cats? They have to be told several times before they actually listen. Good thing Samuel's no different than the rest of us. And Samuel says, finally, speak, for your servant is listening. Now, Canadian Mennonite author Rudy Wiebe tells the story of a Mennonite farmer named Sam Reamer. Now, one night, Sam hears a voice saying to him, literally, Samuel, Samuel, I am the God of your fathers, the Lord your God. Go and proclaim peace in Vietnam. Well, Sam's troubled and confused. So he goes to his Mennonite pastor, who tells him to listen for the voice a second time. The next night, the call comes again, but Sam can't get anyone to believe that he's truly heard God's voice. His pastor won't believe it, neither will his wife or his fellow Mennonites. The Canadian government won't give him a visa to Vietnam. The Inter-Mennonite Church Service Society, that's the Mennonite thing, they won't help him. And Sam's reaction to all of these rebuffs is to give up hope and die. And on his deathbed, he says to his wife, when I heard that voice, I should have gone. I should have left a note and gone. When you know like that, that you are chosen, you shouldn't wait and talk. Just go. Sam heard the same call that came to Samuel, the prophet. But Sam's call never materialized into action, partly because the community of faith that surrounded him failed to support him. Now, if old Eli, who had his own issues and short-sightedness and personal failures, if Eli had not counseled young Samuel on recognizing and responding to God's call, how could the newbie prophet have learned to open his mind and heart to receive God's word? And where would the scripture story be then? Maybe that's the first thing we need to know when God wants to know if we're listening. Are we surrounded by people? Do we have good relationships with our fellow church members who can help us to open our ears to God's call? Now, funny little tidbit of info here about pastors. Many pastors will tell you that the call to ministry was first brought to their attention by somebody else who was close to them, who had heard God's call even when the pastor could not hear or did not want to hear God's call. So who in your life can help you hear God better? C.S. Lewis said, there are two kinds of people in the world, those who respond to God saying, thy will be done, and those to whom people say to God, all right then, have it your way. It might also be said that there are two kinds of people who return God's call. Those who say to God, thy will be done. And those who respond to God by saying, all right, have it your way. If you return God's call to love and serve this week, and as you strive to seek to love God and serve God, is it with a can-do or a do I have to attitude. God will take either, as the Bible bears out, but can do is so much better, isn't it? Now, in John's gospel lesson from this morning, we read, the next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee, and finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. So, are you listening? Are you really listening? How many of you have children that you swear do not listen to you? Or spouses, for that matter. Spouses who constantly say, you never listen to me. Anyone care to own up to that? I sure don't. Ever feel like you're talking to a brick wall? Welcome to God's world. In Marjorie Kellogg's Tell Me That You Love Me, Junie Moon, Junie says this, the trouble, Arthur, with you is that you seldom listen to me. And when you do, you don't hear. And when you do hear, you hear wrong. And even when you hear right, you change it so fast that it's never the same. How many of us listen to God precisely that way? Are you listening? Do you suspect that God may found most of us to be more like brick walls than the flesh and blood he created us to be? Now, I know what you're thinking, and I think the same thing. Yeah, well, if God talked to me like he did to Samuel, I would definitely get the message. Or if Jesus walked up to me looking just like that guy in the Sunday school photo, or picture rather, you know the picture I mean. If Jesus walked up to me looking just like that guy, then I'd certainly listen. Do you think that way too? Or maybe these two stories of people being called by God hit you more like this. Yeah, right. Typical cut and dried Bible story. God speaks, people drop everything, and they go and do. As if my life were that easy, right? But it isn't. We have responsibilities and people who rely on us. We have a life. We can't just up and drop everything. Now let's get honest here. You know what? That's a big cop-out on your part and on mine. Face it, admit it, and get over it. Truth is, rarely does God ask us to do something big and crazy like solving world hunger or providing adequate medical care and clean water to all of humanity or to solve global warming ourselves. It's more like this. Call that brother you're estranged from and make things right. Preaching to the choir here. Or get off your duff and make that cake for your new neighbors down the street already. They've been there 3 months. Or more patience and less judgment would sure go a long way to improving how you relate to others. Or, my favorite, a 2-year stint as building and grounds elder would not ruin your life. For most of us, our mission field is really no larger and no more scary than our family or neighborhood or community. And in all honesty, we do hear God's call in the night, loud and clear. And yes, we know it's God calling. Really? But are you listening? It's a matter of not wanting to hear, or selective hearing, like your husband or your kids. And yes, you two ladies, fess up along here with the rest of us. We just don't hear what we don't want to hear. If you look at how several characters in the Bible or others, prominent people in the Christian faith, received their calling, Rebecca was drawing water at the city well when she received her calling. Amos was picking fruit in the fields of Tekoa. Paul was traveling on the road to Damascus. Lydia was selling purple cloth. Augustine, the famous theologian, was out working in the garden. My favorite, Martin Luther, was sitting on the, well, what's the best and most delicate way of putting it? was sitting on the throne in his monastic cell. So to answer another question about being called by God for all things great and small, yes, it was God you heard when you were cleaning out the garage. And yes, it was God you heard that time you were really hoping it was someone else. God is talking, really, to you and me, in big ways, in small ways, in us and through us, talking all the time, just like he did to Samuel and to Andrew and Nathaniel and Philip. But the bigger question is, are you listening? When God's call comes, our initial inclination is to say, "Here I am, Lord, send someone else." We can assist God or we can resist God. You know, there are three rather uncomfortable, uncontrollable characteristics of being called. One, that God calls us more often than not to do the very things we have said that we would never be caught dead doing. And two, that God often calls us to do the very thing that other people are better at doing than us. And three, that God calls us when and where we least expect it. Don't you just love God's unique sense of humor? So are you listening? And do you find God's sense of humor in your life funny? Are you listening? And are you laughing yet? Because God is speaking. Amen.